This workshop is basically focusing on prisons and decolonization. Before going into just a brief intro about the various people on the panel, the thinking, I guess, for the necessity of this workshop is to recognize how colonization has and the prison system have played a role, basically hand in hand, to furthering the colonial project. And particularly in the way that they target racialized and impoverished communities is a perspective that we need to, or that we hopefully will elaborate further here. One element that we're hoping also to incorporate, depending on people we've invited, if they can make it to this workshop, is also to talk about the detention system. And particularly in the post 9/11 era, the particular targeting of Arab Muslim men in particular in through various guises, whether it's security certificates or immigration refugee processes that have seen people arbitrarily detained, and how that parallels with the prison system and in general the prison industrial complex. So that's sort of where I guess. What we're hoping in terms of the workshop, we have one speaker who's coming from New York, as well as another one from Toronto. I'll talk about them more specifically, but so hopefully we'll get a bit of a sense of how things, of people's resistance also to the prison system and methods of supporting prisoners as well as prison abolitionist movements, and maybe talk about what that actually means. For those of us who aren't as familiar with those kinds of that kind of work, I think it's important to highlight the fact that in the United States, Black people as well as the Latino populations are disproportionately overrepresented in the prison system, and there's a parallel to be made with the Aboriginal population here in Canada that's obviously very significant. And again, that'll be another element, hopefully, that we can touch on during the course of the workshop. And I think one of the paragraphs that we had for the blurb in the program is more apt than what I can say. So in terms of I guess talking about I guess the idea behind the workshop, I'll read it basically straightforward. In an attempt to undermine people's livelihoods, dignity, and self-determination, the injustice system claims secure social deviancy, in quotes, through repressive and draconian measures of incarceration which entrench rather than uproot social injustices, thus perpetuating and institutionalizing the oppression of colonized people. And so hopefully through the course of this workshop, by sharing experiences that the various panelists have as well as the actual participants, hopefully we can potentially discuss these ideas but also elaborate concrete strategies or concepts in incorporating this kind of philosophy or analysis into our daily work. So I'll go on just to introduce the panelists or the facilitators of the workshop. So Patricia Sky Belfleur has already welcomed us, but to talk a bit about her, she's the grandmother of five, an activist, a musician, poet, as well as currently works as a crisis counselor and life skills trainer at the Native Friendship Center of Montreal. She was a political prisoner in the 1960s when she marched and organized against the Vietnam War, and continues to work as an advocate and resource person within the prison system with Native inmates and their families. She follows the Good Red Road of Medicine Ways and dedicates her work to her grandfather, a former fireman and paramedic. And it's important to underline that Sky has taken out time from her busy day. She's doing an intensive course at Concordia, so she made her way here during lunch. She's going to go back, so we're going to ask her to speak first, but hopefully she'll be available for some of the questions afterwards. But just so everyone knows, she'll probably have to be around 1:45 maybe. So anyway, hopefully we'll be able to get a chance to have some discussion. Then next to her, we have Jonathan Wilson, who came up from New York City, from Brooklyn. who's a 26-year-old multiracial anti-authoritarian living in Brooklyn. Who's been
how do you describe yourself?
My bias is really
This is the advantage where I can't take the blame, so I let people do their own bios, right? So he's been organizing with critical resistance in New York City for the last 3 years, and has been particularly active in two primary projects. One is La Casita, and the other is Through the People. La Casita is a residential treatment center in the Bronx for women and their children. Critical resistance has been building with them for over 3 years. And then Through the People is a collaborative zine between prisoners and critical resistance members to challenge the way that prison walls silence someone's spirit. And they're currently working on their sixth issue. Jonathan is also currently an instructor of urban ecology and urban design in Brooklyn. And I think I should paraphrase before going on is that we also had Ashanti Alston, who was supposed to come up. He's going to talk on other workshops, who's also a member and has also been involved with critical resistance, but was refused entry at the border yesterday. So he unfortunately can't be with us today. So I just wanted to make sure that people are aware of these kinds of things that continue to happen.